This is Rising Up with Sonali, and I'm your host, Sonali Kolhatkar. You can watch this program on Free Speech TV nationwide and listen to it on Pacifica stations. Among those undocumented immigrants being arrested by ICE agents under Donald Trump are young people registered under President Obama's DACA program, which stands for Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals. Trump promised a tough approach on immigration during his campaign and has set out to rapidly keep that pledge. Around the country, people who might have spent the majority of their adult lives in the U.S. are being dragged out of their homes and workplaces and swiftly placed in detention and/or deported. Families are being torn apart and many fear there is no recourse. Now, the activist media organization Brave New Films has just released a short video about DACA recipients suggesting grassroots responses to arrests and detentions. Here is that film.
I am a registered nurse. I'm an eternal optimist.
We're all humans and want to pursue happiness.
I am a DACA recipient and I'm undocumented.
I was able to apply for a job.
I was able to go to school.
DACA changed my life.
I love this country.
They are making America great.
A country that you love so much.
We chose him. He's the kind of guy that our military needs.
When I was in high school, I was fearless. I thought I could do anything.
My son, he's a lawyer now.
We're woven into the fabric of this great nation and we are what makes America great.
DACA, Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals, is an immigration policy that allows young people who arrived in the U.S. as minors to remain here under the protection of the law. Enacted by President Obama's executive action in 2012, DACA has qualified an estimated 1.7 million youth immigrants to go to school, obtain work permits, build productive careers, and pursue the dream of a better life. They said we'd be safe.
We don't want to see you get separated from your family. We have to come up with a solution for the DACA kids.
They said they wouldn't come for us.
Some absolutely incredible kids. We are going to deal with DACA with heart.
They lied.
I was brought here when I was 7, so I honestly feel like I am part of this country by now.
Just because I'm Mexican undocumented, they already see me as less than them.
In my eyes, it's a form of violence.
The arrest of a woman who had DACA status by Immigration and Customs Enforcement, or ICE, is raising new questions of fear for a community that thought they were spared from arrest to other dreamers being detained by ICE.
They basically told me that DACA didn't matter in the situation.
A local dad arrested by federal agents.
In the face of these attacks, all immigrants are at risk.
Police, come to the door!
Los frente de los niños.
Los golpearon.
Sí, los golpearon. Todos.
We were on the wrong side of history when we sent Jewish refugees back to Europe and their deaths. We were on the wrong side of history when we detained Japanese Americans during World War II in internment camps. What side of history will you be on this time? Here's what you can do. Document everything. You have a right to witness and record the enforcement action. Make note of badge numbers, license plates, address, and the time of the ICE interaction. Share these injustices on social media and amplify by sharing with local media. Get out in the streets with local immigration organizations to put public pressure on ICE and the Trump administration. Here are some of the groups working on immigration rights. InformedImmigrant.com can connect you to local resources and rapid response networks. Get involved locally. Contact your local officials and tell them to support sanctuary legislation, stop deportations, and all law enforcement communications with ICE. Attend neighborhood and city council meetings to advocate for immigrant rights. Stay loud. Make your voice heard.
Tonight in America, children are afraid. Men and women are worried and anxious, thinking about where they can run and hide. We promise our brothers and sisters who are undocumented, we will never leave you alone. Your family.
Our fight is right here and right now.
You've been watching and listening to a short film made by Brave New Films about immigrants registered under the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals program. You can watch the video and share it from bravenewfilms.org. And by the way, of course, there is a major mobilization for workers' rights, in particular undocumented workers' rights, taking place around the country on May Day, May 1st. And you can watch coverage of that on this program as well. I'm Sonali Kolhatkar. We're online at risingupwithsonali.com, where you can sign up for our daily newsletter. You can also find us on Facebook, Twitter, iTunes, and Vimeo.